Shalom Aleichem, Daf Yomi listeners. I would like to deliver the shiur with the rishus of this wonderful project to you about the sugyas of Yesh Neder B'Soich Neder, which we learned in the Daf this week from Daf Yud Zayin through Daf Yud Tes. My shiurim are based upon the work of Rishima Shurim, a Masechta Shuris Nadom of my Rebbe, a Rav HaGaon Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik Zitzal. We know the Mishnah says here in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Yesh Neder B'Soich Neder, Ve'ein Shvua B'Soich Shvua. A Neder is Chal on the Neder, but the Shvua is not Chal on the Shvua. And as we learn in the Sugya, the Gemara interprets the Mishnah of Yesh Neder B'Soich Neder as referring to Nazirus, that in different situations one person can be makabel upon himself two Naziros, and both Naziros are Chal. And the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says this is based upon Gzeiros HaKosuv, Nozir LaHazir. The Torah uses a double Lashon, Nozir LaHazir, Mekan Shanazirus Chal on Nazirus. This teaches us that Nazirus is Chal on Nazirus. Now we also learned earlier in Vlada 2 before, Daf Tazayim at Beis, that there is a Chomer of Nadarim over Shavuos, and there's a Chomer of Shavuos over Nadarim. Shavuos is Chal even on something She'ein Bo Mamish. The martial person takes a Shavuos Shelo Yishan, Shelo Yedaber, but Neder has to have a Cheftza. A Neder is only Chal if a Cheftza is mentioned in the Guf of the Neder. So a person cannot make a prohibition on sleeping. It's a Dover She'ein Bo Mamish. You would have to say, my eyes are not allowed to sleep. And also the Gemara says, and I want to concentrate on this new halacha, that a person cannot take a shavua on a dvar mitzvah. However, you can take a neder on a mitzvah. So that a person would say, for example, hareini nishba shelo aniach tefillin would be a shavua shav. However, if he would take a shavua, a neder, tefillin, asurim olai b'neder, that neder would be chal, he would not be allowed to put on tefillin. And the Gemara here in Daf Tazayim at Beis has a discussion, where do we know that there's a difference between neder and shvua in this regard? So first the Gemara wants to dash in a pasuk, ish ki do neder l'Hashem lo yachol devoro, that even if he takes a neder l'Hashem lo yachol devoro, the neder is chal. So then the Gemara says, if that's so, shvua nami, we could dash in hashav shvua and make the l'Hashem lo yachol devoro, also like that. So then the Gemara gives a svara. And the Gemara says, according to Rava, Hada Omar Yeshiva Sukkah Olai, for Hada Omar Shvua Shlo Eshev Basukkah. Because in the Neder, he's saying Yeshiva Sukkah Olai. He's prohibiting the Sukkah. He's focusing on the Cheftza. That's why we interpret the Pasuk that the Neder is Chal to prohibit the mitzvah. If he prohibits the chefza shal mitzvah olav, he prohibits the chefza of mitzvah upon himself, so then he's not supposed to do the mitzvah. However, if he takes a shvua and will not sit in the sukkah, shvua is focused on the gavra, and because it's focused on the gavra, he cannot take such a shvua shlo eshe basukkah. I will not sit in the sukkah. Now, we learned earlier in the Masechta, back in that Beis Amud Beis, that the Gemara said there that the difference between Neder and Shvua, why Neder is mentioned a separate category with Cherem and Shvua separately, is because Shvua ka'asa nafshei min cheftza, and in Nedarim, mitzah cheftza olei. In Nedarim, he prohibits the cheftza upon himself, and in Shvua, he's mechayev himself to do or not to do something. Bekitza, which is a very famous concept, Neder is called Issa Cheftza, and Shvua is called Issa Gavra. And this apparently is also the difference here on Daf Tezayin, that because a Shvua is an Issa Gavra, so the Shvua is Chal on the person himself. It obligates him either pro or con, either to do something or not to do something. If he's going to take upon himself a shvua to do or not to do a mitzvah, he's getting involved in the problem of a conflict within his own personal obligations. Since the chiyuv mitzvah is a chiyuv gavra, the Torah creates the mitzvah and the chiv and the gavra, and the gavra now taking a shvua, and the shvua is also on the gavra. So this is a clash that even though the Torah, the chiddush of shvuas nedarim is that the Torah gives a human being a prerogative, a reshus to create his own chiyuvim, which are beyond the 613 chiyuvim of the Torah. The chiyuvim of shvuas nedarim are real chiyuvim. So he becomes chayiv to do this or not to do that. So if, but this is only in matters of reshus, as the Gemara in Shvuas explains, that the concept of a shvuah is lahara or lahated. You can either do bad things through the shvuah or good things. In other words, not bad, immoral things. You can either say, I won't eat, or I will eat. So there's a certain amount of deprivation if he says, I won't eat. But it's still a matter of reshus. That's what haron hatova means. Ma hatova reshus, hafara reshus, the Gemara says. But if it goes over into the category of a mitzvah, so here he's trying to create a chiyuv shvuah on his gavra, on himself, which is in conflict with the Torah's chiyuvim. It's not in the manners of reshus. So therefore, the Torah does not allow this to take place. Now really, I just want to mention, perhaps we will investigate this in the matter of the shiur, we really have three sources for this concept that a person cannot take a shvuah on a mitzvah. In the Gemara, here in the Dharma, the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk, that neder is chal Hashem, but shvua we don't say the din of Hashem. So in shvua we say meichel lechefte shemayim. He's only allowed to make the shvua for his personal things. He can't do the shvua for chefte shemayim. Now it says lo yachel devaro, his davar he shouldn't be meichel, but meichel hu lechefte shemayim. So that's one source for the din that there's no shvua on mitzvah, because we dash in the pasuk lo yachel devaro. Dvaro, but not Divrei Hashem. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu tells you to do it, there's no Chiv of Lo Yach. That's one source. In the Gemara in Shavuos, Adav Chav Zayin, there's a Mishnah Chav Zayin in Shavuos. There the Mishnah quotes a different language, Harav V'atovim, Na HaTovim Rishus, Af HaRav Rishus. You can't make a Shavuos on Mitzvahs, because Mitzvahs is not a Rishus. And finally, the Gemara here comes up with a Svara. The svara is that since shvuah is chal on the gavra cannot contradict his chiyuvim which the Torah has placed upon himself. So we shouldn't already deal with the problem of the three sources, and in a simple way, without going into details too much, harav atova, that pasuk over there is for the chiyuv of the korban of a shvuah. The din of Layachal Devar is for the Chiv of the Malkas, and then the Svar of Mechalik and Shvuas Nedarim, because you have different psukim. In the Dorm you say, Neshe Nedar Hashem. You can take a Nedar against Hashem, so why wouldn't I apply the Hashem to Shvuas? They have a Svar that Shvuas is a Chiv of Gavra, and Nedar is a Chiv of the Chefza, therefore you don't apply the din Nedar to Shvuas. Now, as far as the Halach of Nedar, that there's no Nedar, that there is a Nedar, Levatalis and Mitzvah, there is an end of a battle, it's a mitzvah. So here the Gemara says, we have the pasuk, Lashem, that he can take a neder even against the mitzvuyim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And also the svara, there's a svara that the cheftza is also olav. Now, you know, in the Yeshiva Shevelt, the cheftza gavra is a very popular thing. And Reb Chaim Brisker is considered to be, he and the Shimon Shkop, these are the two fathers of our modern day Yeshiva Shalomdis, so they are supposedly the ones who pushed Chefetz Gavra into the world. And it's a big question, what does Chefetz Gavra really mean? What does Chefetz Gavra really mean? Because at the end of the day, the world is Chefetz and the world is Gavra. I mean, there are things in this world and there are people in this world, and anything the Torah tells us to do or not to do is a person does it and he deals with things. Even himself could be a chefza. So it's not a simple question how you really understand chefza gavra. Part of that we're going to investigate today, exactly what it is. But what you have in this sugya is that because neder is an issa of a chefza, it can break up the mitzvah. Because who was it? Didn't the gavra, it cannot break up the mitzvah. Now, presumably, if you could have a shavua. Now the question would be like this: if I could make a shavua where the shvul would produce not a nisa gaba but a nisa cheftza, so then you would be, it would be like neder. Then the chorish be able to, it depends exactly what is the operative rule. If the operative rule after the svara, the psukim, is the svara, the psukim just come to teach us this basic svara. This a gavra cannot be mevatel a mitzvah, and this a chefza can be mevatel a mitzvah. So if that be the case, so then if I could have a shvua which would be an issa chefza, that could be chal to be mevatel a shvua, to be mevatel a mitzvah, because the rule is the rule, the rule is the svara. And if I could have a reverse case, if I could have a neder where the neder is issa gavra, then I would say it would not be mevatel a mitzvah, because the svara is the operative rule. Or no, the svara is just to basically explain why we make the drasha. We make a drasha l'Hashem, that you can make a neder against Hashem, so to speak, against the mitzvah, because of the svara. So that tells me to interpret the pasuk of neder this way, and the svara of gavra is a reason to interpret the pasuk l'yachal devav, v'mech l'chefse shemayim, that shvuah, I interpret the pasuk the other way, that there's no shvuah against a mitzvah. But even if I could come up with this reverse situation where a shvuah would be a nisa cheftza or a neder would be a nisa gavra, I would say it's because the operative rule is not the svara. The svara is just a way to explain why we make the drasha this way and that way. So then, based on the psukim, it's a halacha based on psukim that shvuas are not chal against mitzvahs, and the dharma chal on mitzvahs has nothing to do with the svara. The svara is just the background for the pasuk. This is a shaila which we should investigate and see what exactly is in this halacha. Now, as far as this particular shaila directly, this is dealt with the Tosfos and shvuas in the Masechta Shvuas Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. There, in Shvuas, Chof Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes this halacha that the Shvuas chal is not chal against the mitzvah. Neder is chal against the mitzvah. There, in Daf Chof Hei, Divar Maschel Ma, Tosfos goes through a lengthy discussion, quoting various sources where we see that a Shvuas is a Nisa Chetza. In fact, these sources were quoted by the Ram, back in Daf Beis Amud Beis, the various places here and there, in the Masechta Nedarim and Masechta Shvuas, where we get the Gemara coming up with a lashon of a cheftza with a shvua. Kika zeh also alai bishvua. So, what exactly is going on in that kind of a situation where the Gemara has such a lashon? The Gemara in Daf Chavdal Amud Beis says Yeesu kol peiros sheba olam alai bishvua. So, that's in Lashon Chefza with the Shavua. So, this is the Tosfos question. So, Tosfos wants to know how can. So, Tosfos, there's a Kashi here in Shavua's Daf Chof Hei, says, how can the Gemara make such a statement that Nedarim Achal Avatal Mitzvah? And Shavuos are not chal avatal mitzvah? No, it depends on how he expressed himself in the Shavuos. If he said a regular Lashon Shavuos, which is a Lashon of a Gavra and a Chanami, Shavuos shelo ochel matzah, Shavuos shelo aniach tefillin, this is a Lashon of a Nisa Gavra, Chi of Gavra, he can't say it against the mitzvah. But if he would say a Lashon, matzah asur alai b'shavuos, tefillin asur alai b'shavuos, it's chal, because Shavuos Tosfos says have Yisur Chefza too, not just Yisur Gavra. So if that be the case, if you took a shvuah with a chefza, so then it should be chal levata as a mitzvah. So Tosfos says you're right. Ein hachanami. When the Gemara said that chomer b'nedarim b'shvuas, the Gemara means all nedarim are always isurei chefza. We don't have any neder which is not an issa chefza. If a person will make a neder to be an issa gavra, it won't be chal. Since all nedarim are isurei chefza, therefore all nedarim are chal on mitzvahs. If they make the chefza, shall mitzvah also. But shvuas can go either way. You can have a shvuah which is a chi of gavra. You can have a shvuah which is a chi of a nisa and a chefza. So that's why it's a chomer of nedarim over shvuas. Ein hachanami. If he takes a shvuah b'lashon chefza,
he makes a nisach chefza b'shvua. He would say tefillin asu malai b'shvua. In taka would be chal levatlas a mitzvah. The taka be chal. No, but then it's not all shvua. Most shvuas are done in other lashon. So that's the so basically Tosfos at the end of the day is saying according to this teretz of Tosfos that the operative rule is the svara. Not that there's a din of nedarim and a din of shvuas lechud. It's the svara. If you have a shvua which creates isur hefza, such a shvua will aser even a mitzvah. Now, since it's not we're not dealing here with exeris or kusuf so much, the Torah is just being magala the svara. So we need more of a hesber in exactly what the svara is. So my Rebbe, Rabbi Soloveitchik, suggested a certain pshat, which in a way skirts the problem of what Issa Chefs and Issa Gava are. Because this Tosfos here in Shavuos is coming up that Shavuos could have an Issa Chefs. Now, we'll soon see that many Rishonim don't accept this concept that Shavuos can have an Issa Chefs. So this is going to leave us with a challenge. How do you define Issa Chefs? Can there be Issa Chefs in the Shavuos or not? We're going to have a challenge how to define Issa Chefs. But before we get to that, there's a way to explain the Svara of the Gemara in a way which is in a certain way skirting the issue. What I mean like this. But my Rebbe, Rabbi Soloveitchik, asked the following question. Here we have a din in the Gemara that if somebody says, Shiva Sukkolai, it's mevatel the mitzvah of Sukkah, because the Sukkah is a Chefs of Shal Issa, he can't go into it. If he says, Shvua Shal Eshe B'Sukkah, so it's Shvua Shav, he goes into the sukkah because Gav Chefza. He says, what would be if someone would take a shvua, or let's say take a shvua. He takes a shvua that he's going to spend the 7 days of sukkahs traveling. I take a shvua to go on a boat for sukkahs. And the rule is, holchei drachim p'tur min ha-sukkah. If a person's on a trip, he's parted from Sukkah because he doesn't have a regular bias. He's a nomad. Let's say he takes a shvu, Areni Nishba, I'm not going to live in a house for 7 days. I'm going to be a nomad for 7 days. He doesn't mention even the word bias because that might get us into another question of shvu of a kola. But he just takes a shvu to do something which will, in effect, create a ptur mitzvah. It'll get him out of the mitzvah. Is this called Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah? So would say. So if you think about it, you would say definitely not. It's not a nishba levatel as a mitzvah. A nishba levatel as a mitzvah is when the shvua directly clashes with the mitzvah. The Torah gives a person a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, and he takes a beferish shvua, I won't sit in the sukkah. So that the Torah is not going to give a person a chush shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah directly, because how can he go head to head against with Son Hashem Yisbach? But if he takes a shvua to do something else, and indirectly he won't do the mitzvah, because he's doing something else, he's a hochei drachim, he's a misasik by mitzvahs, he takes a shvua for the next 7 days, I'm going to be collecting tzedakah day and night. I have no time to go into a sukkah. He's going day and night into the other mitzvahs. So mamela, according to this, Will he be mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah? We call a nishba levatel as a mitzvah. So the answer is he won't be a nishba levatel as a mitzvah, because a nishba levatel as a mitzvah is only if he does it directly, but not if he does it indirectly. I'm sorry for that little bit of a distraction and noise. So the nishba levatel as a mitzvah has to be a direct Shavua, where that Shavua goes directly against the mitzvah. If it's an indirect bitl mitzvah, l'chora you would not say that this is a nishba levatel as a mitzvah. So mamela you could say that's taka pshat in the Gemara. What's the chilek between an issa chefza, which is mevatel a mitzvah and it's chal, and of nedarim, and an issa gachi of gav of shavua, which is mevatel a mitzvah is not chal? The answer is, In Shvua, the Shvua is directly going against the mitzvah. That you can't do, because you can't go against the son of Shemizbach directly, head to head. But in that there, he's saying that the Chafetz is also. The Chafetz is not Mechuyev in the mitzvah. He is Mechuyev to do the mitzvah. He's Mechuyev. He's not touching his Chiyuv. He's not saying, I want to become Asr myself. He's saying, this Chafetz becomes a Chafetz Shel Isser, so now he can't go in there because the Chafetz is Isser. He can't, the Torah itself doesn't want him to do Isurim. It's like someone, Matzah Asura. If the matzah, let's say matzah shel tevel, the Torah says it's pasul. You can't use matzah shel tevel because it's a chefter shel issa, so you can't eat it. If he makes the matzah also with a neder, so that has nothing to do with the mitzvah per se. It's an indirect bittul. Mamela, that's why it's chal. That's how Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested. Okay, anyway, we're left with an issue. Tosfos says here in the Masechta Shavuos that it's possible to have an issa chefter neshvuah. That's the first Eretz. And he said that if there would be an Issa Chefetz in Shavuah, such a Shavuah could be Chal, Levatel Asa Mitzvah. Because the operative rule is the Svar. The second Pshat in Tosfos says that even if he would say, Yeshiva Sukkah Lai B'Shavuah, it would not be an Issa Chefetz. Because it's not Shayach to make a Shavuah B'Lashon Chefetz, it would turn into an Issa Gavra. It would turn into an Issa Gavra. And then there's a third day in Tosfos that says the whole thing wouldn't even be Chal. Now, by the way, back on Daf Beis Amud Beis, if a person switched Shavuos and Nedarim in the Lashon, if he said Neder B'Lashon Shavuah, Shavuah B'Lashon Neder, back on Beis Amud Beis, there's a machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban, whether it's Chal or not. The Ran says that it's not chal ein b'dvarav klum, it's nothing. And the Ramban, he brings down the Ramban, he says that it's chal b'lshon shvur b'lshon neder v'chal, not me'ikon neder, but medin yodos of shvuos. So the Ramban, first of all, the Ramban and the Ran disagree with the Tosfos there in Masechta Shavuos. In Masechta Shavuos, he says you could have nisa cheft and shvur. Both the Ran and Ramban say it's impossible. There is no such a thing as an Issa Chefetz and Shavuah. And the second thing, which both the Ramban and the Ramban argue, they say, does it turn into a Shavuah? Does the Lashon Shavuah B'Lashon Neder turn into a Shavuah? The Ramban says it does, but the Tzad Din of Yodos, and the Ran says no. What's the machlokes the Ramban and the Ran in the Din of Yodayim? So the Chayyim could say like this. According to the Ran and the Ramban, the Etzem HaGedor of Shavuah is Chiyuv Gavra. That's the ikar yisod of shvuah. That's at the heart and soul of a shvuah. It creates a chiyuv gavra. It creates a chiyuv gavra. Mamela, if he says a lashon cheftza zu asu alai b'shvuah, he's basically cutting out the heart and soul of the chalos of a shvuah. He's saying the cheftza is asu alav. That's not true. There is no such a thing in shvuah b'cheft. The whole din of shvuah is that the gavra is a mujba. The gavra is a mujba. There's a Ramban in Chumash in Parshas Matthes where he talks Kabbalah, Lashon Kabbalah, that there's a neder and shvua that I believe he says one is nishba is b'chaya melech and neder is b'melech atzmo. Yeah, the Rabbi Soloveitchik once gave a shiur what that meant, but in Kabbalah basically what it means is in a simple way it means is that A shvua relates to the person. Relates to the person. A person is a gavra. I mean, he's a human being. So human beings have obligations and so on and so forth. So, and these obligations are very sacred obligations. We're talking about sacred obligations. It's Talon Elokim obligations. It's divine image. So if a person takes a shvua, he's b'chayim melech. He's saying chay Hashem. He's saying that the divine image within me, my life, which is tzelem elokim, v'yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed a soul of life into man. Gave a Zohar says called the nafach midlei nafach. He gave a sort of a piece of him, so to speak,
into man. So man has a divine image. So if a man takes a shvuah, he's saying, by my divinity, I will or will not do something. It has nothing to do with chafatzim. Nothing to do with chafatzim. It's a purely neshama type of a statement. So therefore, both the Ran and the Ramban say, you cannot make an isachefz and shvuah. It's a paradox. It's against the fundamental concept of shvuah. Shvuah is not just isurim. Shvuah is an oath. It's an oath by one's life, by the God's life within him, Chai Hashem, saying by my life, which is Hashem's life. So it's related to his divinity. So that's the din of Gavra. That's the din of Gavra. Not sure I have to say chafetz on this. So that's why the Ran and the Ramban, they reject Tosfos. They say it's not shaykh. It's a paradox. So the question like this: if a person uses a lashon chafetz with a shvua, if he says peirizu asur malai bishvua, it's the heart and soul of shvua that is being turned inside out, upside down in such a lashon. So that's why the Ran says you cannot apply the din of yadayim. Yadayim is only when I have a lashon choser, a lashon katua. The lashon of the haflah is incomplete, but it doesn't. It has a fundamental idea of what I'm trying to do, but I didn't express it properly. I didn't spell it out all the way. So we say that nixas lashon is kechol lashon, but you can't rewrite a shvuah. You can't rewrite a lashon. You can't turn something which has inner paradox and is fundamentally flawed and it's very ikachalois and turn it into a shvuah. That's why the Ran says I can't accept the Ramban. It's not a question of a mixas lashon over. It's a question where the gufish of shvuah is being completely misrepresented. In fact, the Ramban is a very shver shita that the Ramban says that a shvuah will show neder. He says it's chal. Shvuah will show neder. The Ramban says it's chal mitzad yadayim. You see from the Ramban a tremendous chiddush that in yadayim we even reconstruct the goof of the chalois. I take a chalois which has been created, so to speak, as a chalois chafza, and I rewrite it, and I make the whole thing a new thing. I create a new chalois gavra, even though the man never said that, because he says the word shvua. So we assume he means it. He's very confused, this person, whoever said shvua v'shol neder. He's obviously confused. And so we rework his situation for him. We give him the chalois of the shvuah. That's the shita of Ramban. However, the Ran says you only say yadayim in the lashon ketua. You don't say yadayim to create a different kind of chalois. Okay, fine. So now we get back to so we saw that there's a shaila about shvuah, which is shon chefza. If a shvuah can a shvuah create a nisa chefza, and if it would create a nisa chefza, would it be mevatel the mitzvah? So Tosfos says that it would. So according to Tosfos and shvuahs, it is possible to have a shvuah called shom nedarim. They have a different kind of a shvuah, different kind of a chalois. And since the svara switches, now it has the same svara of neder, as the Rav explained, that it's an indirect bittul hamitzvah. You're not being mevatel the mitzvah directly. I'm saying since the chefza is also, I can't do it. So it's indirect. It's not called a shvuah shav. And it's not mevatel. It's not. It's chal. It's not the chal according to Tosfos. Now, right. And then we saw that other rishonim say you can't make a shvuah b'lashon neder. Can't make a shvuah b'lashon neder. Now, it is possible. It would be possible to have a different shita. We could have another shita. And it's quite possible to shita the Rambam. I have really no time to go through it. I have to spend another full hour on the Rambam. It's quite possible that the Rambam has, like Tosfos, two dinim of shvuah. He has a shvuah of Issa Chefza and has a shvuah of Issa Gavra. Without going into it, this basically comes out of the Rambam shita and hatfos of the shvuah. The Rambam possibly can make hatfos of the shvuah, but it says it's also without Malkus. And this is a derisa, but no Malkus. Ram is mashma that there's an issa chefza of shvuah, and Ram and by tefos of shvuah only speaks about cases where there's a chefza shalissa, where shvuah shlo ochal, davazet, etc. So where there's a chefza, the Ram seems to have a subliminal or a lower level issa
within Shavuot, which could be Issa Chefza. And nevertheless, the Rambam never had this Chiddush of Tosfos that you could take a Shavuot Levatel as a mitzvah through a Shavuot of an Issa Chefza. So it's mashing that the Rambam has another Shita, namely that the main thing is the Pasuk. The main thing is the Pasuk rather than the Svarah. You know, even you have a Shavuot which has a Chalos of Chefza, but the Zeres HaKosuv Lo Yachal Devar V'meichu L'Chefza Shemayim, that in Shavuot there's a halach of Meichel Chefza Shemayim, that the Shavuot cannot be chal because of the Pasuk. In the Dorim, the Pasuk says a neder is chal L'Hashem, even against the Ritzon Hashem, Ma'ashen, Cain, and Shavuot, the Pasuk says no. And it could very well be, again, not going into it in too much depth and length, is that according to the Rambam, there's a separate parash of Shuva Shav. We know there's a din of Shuva Shav. There are four kinds of Shuvas which are Shav. And one of the Shuvas which are Shav, where there's a separate lav of the Sishem Hashem Kechel HaShav, Toyanak, it's very chum, a terrible avay to take a Shuva Shav. It's a different thing than Shuva Sheker. Shuva Sheker is, now a guy took a Shuva and it was not true, he didn't keep it, or it forced in the past. So he lies aloud, this is Shavu Bishmil HaShoker. But then there are four categories of Shavu Shav. We brought it the super lav of the Seres HaDibris, which is a lav chomur, which is, even though it's only Malkus, but it's a very, very chomur digger lav. It needs more than Yom Kippur L'chafara. It's a very terrible lav, the Shavu Shav. And one of the four categories of Shavu Shav is a Nishba Levatles HaMitzvah. So it could be the Ram Shita, there's a different Shita. The Ram Shita is that the pasuk is the koveya. The pasuk lahara lehetiv ma'atav shus afarav shus. The pasuk of layachol devar meichol chefzah shemayim. That pasuk, and that's also a mesorah. We have a kabbalah by this course Shuvah Shav. So at the end of the day, there's a parsha of Shuvah Shav and a nishba levatlas hamitzvah is a Shuvah Shav. It's a Shuvah Shav. It's a separate aveira. So therefore, you don't care about svaras. Even if a person would take a shvuah, which would be Issa Chefza. So the Svar would say Shemichal, that's how he says in Shavuos. But the Pasha of Shavuos Shav clicks in. And it's not the Pasha of Shavuos Bitui, it's not the Pasha of the Shavuos Bishmil HaShoker, or the Gemara here, Lo Yachal Devaroi. So it's not those Pashas, the Svar is good. But if a person makes an Issa Chefza with a Shavuos, Shemavat Lo Mitzvah, and a Chanami. But there's another Pasha, it's a Shav, L'Sis Yishem Hashem L'Kechel HaShav. In that pasuk, we have a mesorah of four things: nishba batel es hamitzvah, shvuah shev shelakayim, etc., etc. So that's a separate halacha. If a person takes a shvuah levatel es hamitzvah, even though it's indirect, could be indirect, it's through the nisach chefza of shvuah. But that's you're not allowed to do that because if you do that, it's a shvuah shav. It's a shvuah shav. So now, actually, if we say it like this according to the Rambam, we can really clap back into this example that the Rav gave, that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave the example that if a person would create through a shvuah some indirect little mitzvah, is this called a nishba levatlas mitzvah or not, which is not chal? So the Rav said, based upon the Gemara of Chefz and Gavi, you would say indirect, so fine, it's chal, it's not a direct clash. But now we came up with a new idea, that there's a special parasha of Shuvah Shav, that the Torah is machadish, a separate lav, that they take Hashem Shemayim Levatolo, if your Shuvah is Mavatolo Mitzvah. So then it could be, even if he does it indirectly, even if he takes a Shuvah indirectly, he takes a Shuvah, I'm going to be a Helchem Drachim for 7 days of Shuvahs, or whatever it is, if he does take such a Shuvah, it would be a Shuvah Shav. And the Shavua Shav is the battle of Shavua. Shavua cannot be chal. Okay. Now, we have in the Parsha, in Bamidbar, in the Chumash Bamidbar, if someone has it here in the room, I'll appreciate it. So there's a Rashi in Parsha's Bamidbar, and the Parsha of Nedarim. So it says, L'yachal Devaro. So Rashi has a drasha like this. He says, if someone would take a neder, and the neder would be mevatel a mitzvah, he takes a neder to eat nevela. So Rashi says, we have a drasha. Lasa isa al nafshei. That's Issa. Here it is. Ishki the Nevelash, Oshav Shul, that's Issa Anachshay. So Rashi, Neder, Ha'omer like Koinem, Shloi Oichel, Oshla Esther Dover Plenty, Yochel Afilu. Oh, it says it took a source. I see that Amor Chumash is already smart. He changed the Gersa from Neder to Shvuah, but he shouldn't have done it because Ramban had the Gersa Neder. So it's not right to check to correct the Rashi when the Ramban has the other Gersa. But in any event, I'm going to read the Rashi like the Ramban read the Rashi, not like the Amor change of the text. Yochel Afilu Nodar Sheyochel Nevelis. Maybe if he made a Neder for Nevelis. No, I feel the shiach on the veil. I'm telling you, Chosef Rabbi Yaseh. Come, look, lesser is a lesser is a mutter, but the hatter is a os. So the Ramban attacks Rashi. There's always the change the gears to this because Ramban attacks him. So the Ramban attacks Rashi because the lashon of Rashi is that if a person would take a neder to eat nevela, it wouldn't be chal because they have a pasuk. Lesser is a al nafshei. It should be something new, something which already the Torah says you can't eat, you're not allowed to make a net there to eat it. So Rashi is a different girsa than the Gemara. How Gemara never quoted such a drasha? And so the Rashi is a Safi. And Rabban attacks Rashi and he says that the Safi means Shua, doesn't mean net, because how could there be a net there to do something? But anyway, according to our girsa and Rashi, which is an old girsa, Rabban had it as a very old girsa. Rashi's a kofa be'ikka, kitsa. Rashi sheet is you can make a neder of a kum vaseh. You can make a neder to do something or not to do something. And it's not such a big crazy thing because the Gemara says you can make the darim harelai kanam, harelai kabanis. You make the darim, half of kachim is full of people making the darim to bring a carbon. Harelai to be a nazir is also a neder. Lindel neder, nazir hazrelai lios nazir. We have the darim kum vaseh. It's not. They're so alright. So Rashi has a neder of kum vaseh, and he says a drasha that if you make a neder of kum vaseh, you want to be mevatel a mitzvah, you can't, because the drasha lesser is okay. Lesser is a mutter lo lahatter es os. That's he has a new drasha. So this is going back to the beginning of Ashir, this now gives us what I call the reverse case, which we could test. Is the Svara the Ikka Halacha, or is the Ikka Halacha the Pasuk? When we say that a Nedu is Chalavatal is a mitzvah. Because here we have a case where, according to Rashi, that there's a Nedu of a Kum Vaseh. I want you to know, Rashi's not just here in Chumash, there's a Rashi Masech the Shavuos, the same thing, that there's a Nedu of a Kum Vaseh. And there's a Rashi Masech the Shavuos, it's on Dav Chof. And in the Dar and in Masech the Nazir it's on Dav Dalet. Rashi in a few places has Nedar Mekum Vaseh. So according to Rashi, you can make a Nedar Mekum Vaseh. So the Shail is, if you take a Nedar Mekum Vaseh to Mevatel a Mitzvah, because Mitzad the Svar of the Gemara, now we're talking about Nedar which is a Chayuv Megavra. It's a Nedar which is not in the Chayuv Chetzah. It's a Nedar which is on the Gavra. He says, I'm going to eat the Nevela. Oh, I won't put on tefillah, it's a neder. So would it be chal? Would it be chal? And I want to tell you another thing. Rashi, even according to Rashi in Chumash, he has a drasha that he shouldn't do it, it's not chal. He says the drasha is lesser isser. Lesser es hamutter, v'lahatter es ha'osser. So according to this drasha, it means you can't take a neder of a kum vaseh to be matter and isser. I can't make a neder to eat a nevela. But what about if I want to aser a mitzvah? Let's say I take a neder on the Gavra, not to sit in the sukkah. We have a drasha, he can't take a neder on the Gavra to eat nevela, because he can't be matur in Issa. Lesser, Issa, v'lo lahatur Issa. Good, that's a drasha. But what about lesser heter? Mitzvah! He wants to ask a mitzvah. And he could do it if he do a neder v'issa chavtza. He could say sukkah zu asu alai. So he says, instead of saying sukkah zu asu alai b'neder, he'll say, neder shlo eshei basukkah. This drasha of Rashi and Chumash doesn't apply. It's not a question of being matur in this. It's a question of asking a mitzvah. It's a different problem. So, so it goes back to Ashayla. If the ikka halacha of the Gemara and Tezayin is the svara, so now the svara is hafuch. The svara now says that since this neder is a chiv gavra, he makes a neder that what? that he won't sit in the sukkah, so it would be chal. No, so we talk it won't be chal. Excuse me, it won't be chal because a gabba cannot go against the Torah. But if we say that it's based on the pasuk ishki the neder l'Hashem, after the l'Hashem, the svar is just a gilu milsa. The svar just helps me understand the drash that the l'Hashem goes by neder and doesn't go on shvuah. That's a svar. But after the drash, it's a halacha across the boards. It's a halacha across the boards. Any neder, whether it's a neder of chefza, whether it's a neder of gavra, is chala mitzvahs. And any shvuah, whether it's a shvuah of chefza or a shvuah of gavra, is not chala mitzvahs. Like we explained in the Rambam Shita, that any shvuah is not chala mitzvahs, even a shvuah of chefza. Because it's a shvuah shav. And you can say in reverse, that any neder against the mitzvah is chal. Even if it's a mitzvah of gavra, even a neder of gavra. Not just a neder of chefza. And Rashi Sheet, there's with common places in Psukim, in Chumash, and in Shas, that there is a net of Gavra. Not just in Kabbalahs, there's a net of Gavra in the Sibahetta as well. So it could be that, so if the Svar is the operative rule, as we saw Taisus and Shuas, the Achor Pei says that the Ikkas is the Svara, and if Shua switches to a Cheftza, the Svar will also switch. And we would say that such a Shua would be Chal against the Mitzvah, Shua's Cheftza, then I would say that the svar would switch a neder too. If there's a neder and gavra, the neder of gavra cannot be chal against the mitzvah. The svar goes the other way. But if the ikazach is the pasuk, like the shita of the Rambam, as we saw, that the Rambam shita and shvua is that it's a shvua shav, no matter what kind of a shvua he makes, whether he makes a shvua's gavra or a shvua's chefza, because the ikazach is the pasuk. The pasuk is the ikazach. So Mamela, that's the Iker, so they say the same thing, the Pasuk is Iker by Neder. So even if he makes a Neder, which is not a Neder of Chefza, if he makes a Neder of Gavra, it will be Chal against the Mitzvah. Be a Chiddush Gadol, that according to Shitas Rashi, and the light of the Derech of the Rambam, you could come out with such a Manda Omar, Shitas HaRishonim, that would say that a person could take a Neder of Gavra against the Mitzvah. If you take a Neder of Gavra, not to sit in a Sukkah, it will be Chal. Not mitam yodos. I don't switch it into a nisa chefza. Not by the Ramban. Ramban said it a neder and shua which are mixed up in the lush and you fix it up, make it the right way. But not at the Ram. You can't fix a chalois. You can only fix a lushin in the dinam of yodos. Yodos can't change a chalois from chefza to gavra, gavra to chefza. That's what the Ram says. So Mamela, but there's a different vort according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the vort is that there is a neder gavra. There is a neder gavra, just like there's a neder gavra in Kabbalahs, there's a neder gavra in Nisar Beheta. And a person can make a neder, I will or won't do X, Y, Z. It has a halach, it's chal. So Mamela, if he does it against the mitzvah, if he go with the svara, it won't be chal. If he go with the pasuk, it will be chal. Now there's a kasha. We say according to Rashi, that the shaykh to make a neder gavra, so the kasha is, and we say that the halacha of mitzvah would switch. When the Gemara says nedarim achal on mitzvahs means a neder mitzad the is a chefzish of nedarim, but mitzad the is a gavra of nedarim, tacha won't be chal. And by the way, there's a very stark array. I'm sure all of you thought of it right away when you heard Shitas Rashi that back in Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, the Gemara says if someone takes a neder, he's going to learn, Torah. What is the lashon of the Gemara? What kind of a nether is this? It's not a carbon. That's not a real life of the carbonis. He's saying a nether, he's saying I'm going to learn the parak, Mishnayis. So the Gemara, it's a nether gadol. How does it work? So according to Rashi, it's very good. There is a nether of kum vasei. Now, by the way, the Rosh and the Ram here in Dav Zayin say the Gemara's Rosh is Lav Davka. Gemara means Shvuah. Because the Gemara Tav said, Menayin Shnishvah in the Kaimus of Mitzvah. The same of Gidlo Merav. So when it says Neder Gadol, it means Shvuah Gadol. It's a Shver Pshat. It's a very Shver Pshat. Say the Gemara's Rosh and Neder Gadol means Shvuah. But that's what the Rosh and the Ram say. However, the Ritva in the back, in the big, long Ritvas, and I recommend everybody, of course you're doing Daf Yomi, it's very hard to do the daf, the big ram, but those of you who are being ma'ayin should do the ritva too, because the ritva is very good, very good, and especially big machlokes in the ritva and the ram. So right there, Dav Zayin, the Ritva learns the Gemara literally, neder gadol is a neder. He says it's a neder. It's a neder mamish. Because he says, the Ritva is a chidush, you can make the don to do mitzvahs. He says, just like you can make a neder to bring a carbon, you can make a neder to do a mitzvah. I can make a neder to do a mitzvah. It's very important. We have nidrei tzedakah. It's nidrei tzedakah. What neder tzedakah? Guy gets it and shoe raises his hand, I give $100 or 100 shekel. So it's a neder. Yes, mach nedarim, bav shayiga, etc., etc. That's a konvase. It's a gavra chiyuv. How does it work in the hilchos nedarim? You say shvur. Chas v'shalom. If anyone would get up in shul by an ali and say, take a shvur, you're going to give 18 shekel. You would fire the gavra right away. Why? Because chas v'shalom, ein shim of shvurs. People are afraid of shvurs. People are afraid of shvuas. They will never take a shvuah to give tzedakah. If you take a shvuah, take a tzedakah. He faint. God says, the ayam of shvuas, Har Sinai was shaking when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, L'sisa shem shemayim l'shav. But the neder, alright people, they're not, even though the Gemara was on the Daf Yomi yesterday, that it's kilu bono bono, kilu hikav lo korban, the Dhamma is also not such a push to zach to deal so lightly. And the truth is, I want to mention here, we have a chance. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very makbid, the Rav was very makbid, that by the Aliyahs, never to say Baba Shehido, never to say, because people are nichshul, it's a big nichshul, people are nichshul and they say I'm going to give $18, $100, then they forget about it, it's a rachmanis, it's a big rachmanis, avonis of Nadarim, it's very bitter, the avonis Nadarim, we're going to learn soon, terrible punishments come to people, Rahman Islam. And Shua, forget about Shua, the world could be destroyed if a Shua Shekel, Shua Shav. But Neder is also very bad. So, he said, never. When I get an Aliyah, I always say to the Gabbai, because they have a minig, they want you to say something. I said, make sure you say, Beli Neder. Beli Neder. And I think to myself, Beli Neder, Rabbi Reichman will give 18 shekel for the Aliyah. Beli Neder. And I think to myself, if I forget, I have no neder. Chas v'shalom. I know I'm going to forget sometimes. I want to give, but I forget. Especially if you're traveling, you're going around, you make a trip to Eretz Yisrael, you get an aliyah, you remember to give the neder. It's a very shver pasha. So Mamela should always say b'li neder. In any event, we have nedarim b'kum v'aseh. Besides kabbanis, nidrei tzedakah, nidrei nezirus. So the Ritva says, any mitzvah person does is a neder, is a chiv neder. I'm going to learn daf yomi. I'm going to do this, do that. Good deal. Visit someone in the hospital. It's a neder. It's a neder. You have to be very careful according to the Dvar with Avon of Nedarim. And you should know another thing. I once had a very long shiur from Abba Salvation. There's no time here to go into it. The Gemara says in Masechet Shavuos that if a person is mekabel a korban b'leiv. He doesn't even say the words, Harei alayk, Rabbi Karbon. He just thinks, I will bring a Karbon, he's chayiv. Kol nediv leiv. Tzachiv ha-hiro kedivadami. In the Dorim, in the Nidrei Hegdish, we say, hiro kedivadami. Thinking the neder is like saying it. So imagine, b'nei shalom, how many times do you and I think about giving tzedakah to somebody? We get in the mail all the time. Letters and envelopes and beautiful brochures. The man breaks your heart. You're crying. You see the widow and the seven Yesaimim and Rabbi Kanievsky. And if you give, you get a bracha. It's a segula for long life. So I'm going to give. I'm going to give. But then the phone rings and someone's calling me. And then my wife says, go shopping. And I forgot all about it. Big problem. I have a tremendous problem, I'll tell you the truth. In my own house, I have a tremendous problem because I'm very insistent that if anybody in my house, my wife or me, if we think and believe that we're going to give a tzedakah, I'm going to do it. The Gemara says kabbanis. But the Rabbi Salvation said it might be chal in tzedakah too. We don't know how far it goes because the Ritva expanded in the Dorm of Hegdish into other things. We don't know how far it goes. Maybe the halacha of nediv leiv also applies to nidvei tzedakah. I know I don't want to go into it now, but you did the sugya of yesh yad tzedakah. The question of tzedakah is like a regular neder; it's different. So, the mela, you have to be very zoyer in the halacha of nediv leiv. In any event, according to Rashi, there's even a bigger chiddush than the Ritva. According to Rashi, when the Gemara here says on Daf Ches, Ha'omer Ashkim ve'eshna perik zeh eshna mesach tezu. Ned the God oil. Ned the Kei Yisrael. Is referring not just to mitzvahs, to any kumvase.
As a gabal the kakasha and Rashi. What's the kasha? The kasha is the very same kaisa which made this whole chilek between the dam and shvuas by mitzvahs, also made another chilek that a shvuas chal and the dav is shein b'mamish. If a person says, I'll take a shvuah to sleep, not to sleep, to talk, not to talk, it's chal. But a neder is not chal. Gemara says, a dav is shein b'mamish. He says, shein nasu alai b'neder, it's not chal. Not a chetza. According to Rashi Shita, that there's the darim which have to do with the gavra, so they can make a shvuah on a gavra not to sleep, or yes, to sleep, can make a neder on a gavra to sleep or not to sleep. I think the Gemara says, it's not chal, dav is shein b'mamish. So the answer of Bosai, I'll give you a second to think of the answer. And now the answer Rabbi Salvation suggested is as follows to Teretz. The Teretz is, since the basic passion of the Dharm is Chavtza, and Gavra is an ancillary, it's a secondary passion, it's not the Ikka HaNeder. We learned already a few times, Ikka HaNeder, what's the main Neder? The main Neder is a Chavtza Shavis, is a carbon. Abana, there's a Neder of Gavra. But the net of Gav is a secondary pasha, it's not the Ikka pasha. So Mamela, when can you make a net on a Gavra? This doesn't do this. Can you make a net on a Gavra when the Gav is talking about a Chefza? He says, I like a neder, she'ochel strawberry cake. She'ochel strawberry cake. He's talking about a Chefza. The Lashon is Gavra, the Chiv is Gavra. But there is a Chefza in this neder. He didn't make an is. He did not create an isa chefza. It's an isa gavra without a chefza. But if he would take a gavra without a chefza at all, it wouldn't be chal in the darim. So in the chanami, if he takes a neder of shena and dibra actions, stam actions, human actions without a chefza, it won't be chal in the darim. But if he talks about a chefza, but he phrases it as a din in the gavra, it would be chal in the darim. So it takes care of that problem. Okay, so now, going now to the sugya of we began, Yesh Neder B'Sorich Neder. So we have in the Gemara here, in Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara learns out of Halacha, that Nazir, Nazirus is Chal on Nazirus. The question is, what about a plain Neder on a plain Neder? Would that be Chal? Because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Yesh Neder B'Sorich Neder. And then all of a sudden, the Gemara goes into Nazirus. The Mishnah also mentions Nazirus. K7 goes into Nazir. What about a regular Neder? Kikas there also a Leibakainam? Kikas there also a Leibakainam? He says twice Neder. Is it Chal or not? So the Ranan Yud Ches, Ahmed Aleph, has a long discussion about this question, and he calls the Yesh Mephoshim. The Yesh Mephoshim says it's Chal. Why did the Gemara not mention this? We don't know. We don't know. The Gemara goes into Nazir. Maybe Nazirus. Those of us who, of course, who learned it know that there's a very complicated discussion. Nazirus, how did he do it? What did he say, etc.? So maybe for that discussion, we go into Nazir. But there is a bit of Nedal Gavin Nedal. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim said. Duran attacks them. Duran attacks them vehemently and says, no, there is no such a thing as a Nedal B'Sorich Nedal. However, in the Ritva in the back again, the Ritva says that he passed like the Rishonim, that the Yesh Nedal B'Sorich Nedal. You can make a net, you can say, Dov is a Oslai Bekainim, Dov is a Oslai Bekainim. Now, the Ritva says that's the Xeris of Kosov Nozer Lahazen, that Yesh Neder B'Sorich Neder. Now, Be'etzem, it's a Shreya Zach, because what's the second Neder going to be immersive on the first Neder? The Chefza is also, the Chefza is also. But, so, it's a very difficult Shita. However, Rabbi Salvechik, again, I said this shiur is based on the Rishima Shum of Rabbi Salvechik on the Dharm, which I had the privilege of authoring. He explained that the din, that according to these Rishonim, that we say Yesh Neder B'Sorich Neder, we have to say that Neder, besides Issa Chefza, has an Issa Hafla. What I mean like this, if a guy takes a Neder, kikas it also like the Neder. Fine. And he eats it. He ate it, but he ate it. So
What did he violate? So, about Dabba Pashut, he violated Nisa Chavtza. The Chavtza is also a deed, it's like Nevela. He ate a piece of Nevela. But meanwhile, he said the words, I won't eat it. He said that we also need to eat. Is he violating an Issa HaFlaw that his words are now Sheker? There's one Lav, Le'achad Devor. But in this Lav, you can clear. Is the Lav, Le'achad Devor, the Chavtza is a Chavtza Shol Issa, like a piece of Nevela. It's one way. Or you can say, that there's a Issa HaFlaw. This of the words, the sheker. So the Rav wanted to say, this time machlekes, also machlekes between the Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam and the Ran have a famous machlekes, which I think you learned already in Daf Yomi. If there's a madre and a mudo, if someone makes a neder, he owns the kikar. He says kikar zeh aser al shimon. Shimon comes and eats it. Who violates the Bal Yachal? Who violates the Bal Yachal? Is the Bal Yachal on the Mudr or on the Madir? Who violates the Bal Yachal? The Ran claims that the Bal Yachal is on the Mudr. There's a Rai from Masechta Nida. The Imam Masechta Nida says that by Hegdish, if anybody is moil from Hegdish, besides the Lav of Me'ili, violates a Nifun Lav of Yachal Devorah. Even though he never made the Nether of Hegdish, he's just a Moel, he's just a Nenner from Hegdish. He's the one who violates lo yachal. So the Ram says, same in the Dorim. There's a Madar and a Mudar. The Mudar violates the lo yachal Devorah. The Ram says, not true. The Ram says, the Nudar never made the Neder. The Madar made the Neder. So the Madar violates the lo yachal Devorah. So what's the machlokes Rambam and the Ram? The machlokes is, what's the ik isav of Neder? Is the ik isav Neder the is in the Chavtza? That's what you get the Malkus for. Then it would be on the Muda, because the Muda has the Issa Chavtza. He's Nessa. If though the Ikka Issa Neder is not in the Chavtza Sholissa, but the Ikka Issa Neder is what? The Haflaw, the Lashon HaNeder, that he's now a Sheker, Le'achal Devor, literally, he's Machal, he's desecrating his words. So then the Madir, the one made the Neder, should violate. So according to the Shita Sagan, the Ikka Issa of Nedarim is an Issa of the Chavtza Sholissa. The male says it's how the Loyachal Devoro, the Malchus goes on the Mudor. And according to the Rambam, the Ikka Issa of Nedarim is the Issa in the Haflaw. So even though, I want to explain, even though the Gemara says that Gufo and Ikka Shomed is Issa Chavtza, but at the end of the day, it kicks in and creates an Issa of Haflaw. That's the Shita Saramba. So now, according to this, we can explain the Ritva. How does the Ritva say, Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder B'Nish Shalom? What did the second Neder accomplish? What did the second Neder accomplish? The first kicker. The kicker is also from the first Neder, so he said another Neder. So what? What did it do? It didn't do anything. Can you make a Nevela? Nochem Ol Nevela? Can you make Chaza? More Chaza? It's a Nevela! What can he do more? A super Nevela! What did he do? It's a treif thing. It became treif. He made a neder. So it's also, what he makes another neder? You can't kill a dead cow more than once. It's dead. It's a novella. So the answer is, there's an Issa HaFlaw! Call the Rambam Shita! The Yachad Devor is the Nisan, the Madar, not the Mudar! Mamela, every time he makes a neder, there's a new Chiv HaFlaw! He shouldn't be Machal his words. That's why the Shita of the Ritva says the second neder is chal on the first neder. Ein nechanam in Chavtza, there's nothing to talk about in Chavtza. But besides the Issa of Chavtza, there's also an Issa in the Gavro of Haflaw. There is a Gavro. That's chal on every neder. And that's why Yesh neder b'soch neder. That's why the second neder is chal, and the second neder creates a new chiv of Le'achal Devorah. Okay, now, we want to talk about a Taisus of Shuas that Chof on the days. Taisus in Shuas that Chof on the days, Yudra Masel Bechi, has a very interesting discussion with a Rashi. The story over there was that This is said. It's brought down in Gemara and Dorm also. This halacha.
But the discussion here is in Rashi and Tosfos
and Shavuos. If he makes a neder, that he's not going to eat, and he's matfis, and there's a neder of kindness, he's not going to eat, and he's matfis kiyoyim shemeis by aviv, or kiyoyim shemeis by gedaliah ben achika. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? It says kiyoyim. Why does it say kiyom shemes ba'ovu kiyom shemes b'gedaliah ben achikam? It says kiyom shemes b'gedaliah ben achikam. Gedaliah ben achikam. That's already in this. Mes ba'ovu itself was a nedar. So his math is one nedar with another nedar. That's fine. Gedaliah ben achikam tainus son gedaliah. That's already in this of the rabbanon. So what's he saying? What's he saying? Kiyom shemeis by gedaliah ben achikam means he made a neder not to eat on tzayim gedaliah. That's how the Gemara interprets it. And that chofim at beis. He made a neder not to eat on tzayim gedaliah. And then he makes a hatfosa, a tainus in that day. Today, this Monday should be like that tzayim gedaliah. This past tzayim gedaliah, I didn't fast because it was certain Gedaliah, and I also made a neder not to fast on that day. And I want to ask her today, Monday, like that day. That thing Mar says, well, that's the Chiddush. So Rashi says, what's the Chiddush? What's the problem? So Rashi says, and Tosfos say, that there's a problem. Since certain Gedaliah is also to fast anyway, and he made the neder not to fast certain Gedaliah, so the Issa Neder cannot be Chal on the Tzayim, because Ein Issa Chal al Issa. Or Neder L'Kaimus HaMitzvah. He's making a Neder L'Kaimus HaMitzvah. So, we don't really know what the Din would be in the Neder L'Kaimus. We know the Din of Nishba L'Kaimus HaMitzvah. Nishba L'Kaimus HaMitzvah, we know that the Mishnah says Masech Teshuvos is definitely not going to be Mechayev HaKorban. Because it's less of a balava hand. You don't have a raw about tova. It's a nishba l'kaimus a mitzvah chal for lo yachad devar. It's machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran says it's chal for lo yachad devar, and the Ramban says it's not chal at all. The Ran in the Dorim says that there's a. The Ran in the sugya of nishba l'kaimus a mitzvah, daf ches. The Ran says that there's a lo yachad devar, or if you make a shul l'kaimus a mitzvah, the haraw about tova just eliminates a carbon, but lo yachad devar is chal. L'kaimus a mitzvah, it's not a problem. You're not being mevatel the mitzvah, l'kaimus a mitzvah. The Ran says it's chal. And the Ramban says it's not chal because it's against the pasuk of Lashem. As actually, we can this machlok is the Ran and the Ramban. And this will come from this. We can make totally nachakiva we have because if the svara is the operative rule, that why is a nishbala a battle as a mitzvah not chal because a gavra shvua cannot clash with the Torah. But then, if the gavra shvua is supporting the Torah, is a nishbala kindness a mitzvah? The svara says it should be chal. That's what she does. The Ran says, "Nishba l'kaimus a mitzvah style because mitzvah is svara. It should be chal. Why not? He's taking a shul to do a mitzvah. Why not? What's wrong? He's hired to do the mitzvah, and he makes a shul do a mitzvah. You can have two obligations to do a good thing. I can have to do a good thing for two reasons. My mother asked me, my father asked me, so I bring them both the coffee in the morning. Why I can't have two chiyuvim? They both told me to go to the store to go shopping for them. I have two chiyuvim, so I have a chiyuv." To sit in a sukkah because it's a mitzvah, but he took a kashua to sit in a sukkah. So you have both of you. The svara that it should be chal. That's the shita sarah. The Ran says in the Avches that a nishba l'kaimus mitzvah is chal. It's a loyach of devorah. There's a toss of harav atova, ma'atov shus is mafkia chiyuvim of kol. However, the Ramban, ala toren, and matos, he says it's not chal b'chal. Apparently, according to Ramban, even though the svara would be, it should be chal. But it's the pasuk. The pasuk we now have. The pasuk operates. The pasuk says that v'yachol devar of shvua avol chefta shemaim. The chefta shemaim are mufka from shvua. Chefta shemaim are mufka from shvua. The shvua is not chal because it has something to do with the kodesh baruch who's watson. Kodesh baruch doesn't need me. The Torah is magal achidush. Chefta shemaim are mufka. Kodesh baruch doesn't need me to support him. He works on his own. He doesn't need my shvua to help him out. The male, if I take a shvuah to do a mitzvah, the Ramban says, it's not chal, ki huzeh, not just for korban, not for malchus, nothing, it's not chal. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, shvuah is for dvaroi, his things, nothing to do with a kodesh baruch. A kodesh baruch's business is not my business. I can't take a shvuah for that. Not because of the svar of the gemara, because I'm clashing. Stam, it's a teresa kosev. So now, So now the question is like this: if he takes him, but we don't have any discussion in the Gemara about a neder l'kaimus a mitzvah, a neder v'makaim a mitzvah. For example, there's an innocent nevela, and he makes a neder nevela su alai b'kainim. Is it chal or not? So this is the case. The only source we have for this is this Rashi and Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch from a beis. There in Shulchan Aruch from a beis where you have a tzon gedalia, and the person takes a neder, he won't eat a tzon gedalia. He makes a tainus on his own tainus. Besides the tainus of the tzon gedalia, he makes his own personal tainus on tzon gedalia. So, is it chal? Is it chal? So Rashi says over there, Rashi says that it's chal across the board, because we have a rule that nedarim are chal on mitzvahs. So we have a rule in the Sechta Nedarim Daf Tezai that nedarim are chal on mitzvahs. So therefore, neder can be chal on tzon gedalia. And he says, Rashi is befeirish. He says, who doesn't agree that tzon gedalia could be Yom Kippur? Could be Yom Kippur, a tzon deraisa, and he makes his own personal tzon on Yom Kippur, his own tainus. He's makabel tainus on Yom Kippur. So Rashi, if he eats on that particular Yom Kippur with the tainus yochid, he violates the nisa of Yom Kippur plus the nisa tainus yochid the lo yachal devorin. Because according to Rashi, the neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah l'kayim. Even the right. So Taisa is not true. Taisa says it's not true. It's not true. Taisa has a whole discussion. He says, you have another problem. Einus achal alissa. Einus achal alissa is a rule of chol haTorah kula. Good, the svaris don't interfere with this problem. The svaris, because he's not going against the Torah, he's being he's supporting the Torah when he makes a neder not to fast on Yom Kippur. But, or makes a neder that nevelas asur alai. He's supporting the Torah. So fine, as far as it should work. The Taisa says, ain't this a chal alissa? How can Rashi say it's chal? Rashi says it's chal achal Torah kula. Rashi says it's chal with a lava loyachal devara. Taisa says, it can't be. Ain't this a chal alissa? And Taisa rejects the Rashi. And he says that the Gemara doesn't mean Tzayim Gedalia would be the Raisa. Only Tzayim Gedalia is the Rabbanon, that's why neder is chal. Would Tzayim Gedalia be the Raisa? A neder of Tzayim would not be chal, because it would be an Einus HaChal HaLissa. So here, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, a very important insight. This opens up the whole world to us, so to speak. And you see, we're going to explain Chetz and Gavra, what Rabbi Soloveitchik and his grandfather meant. Tosfos asks, if you make a neder, l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, ein es achal alissa. So the answer of both sides is as follows. The Issa Torah, not even Yom Kippur, is that an Issa Chetz or an Issa Gavra? What do you say? The Torah is actually in Yom Kippur. Is food trade on Yom Kippur? Does a Chetz or Shali Surim? Well, I'm not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. The food is kosher. What's the din of Yom Kippur? It's a chefs, it's a gavah. So that's the whole nafkini. If we say that Yom Kippur is a chefs, food is cake on Yom Kippur. Well, what's it never going to accomplish? It's already a novella. You can't make a novella more novella. It's ain't a halalissa. But if food is kosher on Yom Kippur, I'm not allowed to eat the food, it's a gavah. I have a chiv tzom, but not that the food is treif. I have a chiv tzom, a chiv gavah. The male, if I make a neder, that the food should be treif. A personal neder, that food is treif today. A tzoyim, I make my own personal tzoyim. It creates Issa Chefza. So it creates an Issa Chefza. And Yom Kippur is only Issa Gavra. The Issa Chefza of neder is how an Issa Gavra of Yom Kippur. The male, that's the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that even if Tzayim Gedalia would be the Raisa, if someone would make a neder, it would be Chal. Tetzi says, how could it be chal? Ain't this a chal alisa? The answer is Rashi Shita is that Tzayim Gedalia, Yom Kippur, these are Isurei Gavra. The Neder is a Nisr Chefter. The Issa Chefter is chal on top of the Issa Gavra. There's no ain't this a chal alisa. Issa Chefter is chal on top of Issa Gavra. However, Tosfos, who disagrees with Rashi, Tosfos apparently feels that Kol HaTorah Kula is Issachetza. Kol HaTorah Kula is Issachetza. And Mamel, we say, an Adon cannot be Chal on top of an Issa Torah. And Ein Issachal Alissa. Now, by the way, Tosfos, one more thing before I say that, by the way, Tosfos here quotes two cases. Besides the case of the Neder and Yom Kippur, Tosfos says, if you make a Neder, not to eat Nevela. It'll be the same discussion, he says. Would it be chal or not? Rashi says it would be chal. Tosfos says not, it won't be chal. A neder not eat nevela. Because the problem when it's a chal, according to Tosfos, is mafkir a neder. Rashi says it's chal. So it means according to Rashi, nevela is also with the gavra. Nevela is also with the gavra. The nevela is not treif. I'm not allowed to eat it. Nevela is kosher. I'm not allowed to eat Gemara. I have a right from a Gemara. You know which Gemara? The Gemara says a person shouldn't say E Efshi beBasa Chazir, Ela Yoma Efshi beEfshi Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Asrasa. He shouldn't say I hate the Chazir. It's disgusting. It's revolting. No, it's good. It's sweet. It smells good. It's God's gift to the world. I'm not allowed to eat it. Efshi v'toros rosa. That's what the Gemara says. Mamish, like Rashi, that even a vela, even chazir, is issa gavra, not issa chefza. Remember, we take a neder, not to eat the chazir, it's chal, because the neder is the issa chefza, not the chazir. This is what Rashi holds. Now, Rebbe Kideger in Yerodea. In Yerodea, Reish Tezvav, Sivav, Mamish, on this case, because there's a Mechab in Shulchan Aruch about this question. You make a neder to prohibit a davar asur. There, Rebbe Kiveiga says that he believes there's a chilek between Nevela and Yom Kippur. He says if a person would take a neder not to eat Nevela, it won't be chal, because Nevela is a Nisach Hefza. The Hefza is asur. And the neder will not be mosif anything. Ain't it's a chal? Listen, but if a person will take a neder not to eat on Yom Kippur, then it would be chal, because Yom Kippur is a nesa gavra and the neder is mosif. I remember I was sitting in the shir by the Rav, and his son-in-law, Rabbi Lichtenstein Shlita, was shiva in Alon Shvut today. At that time, it was just a son-in-law, wasn't such a famous Rosh Yeshiva. So he was sitting in the shir learning, and he quoted this Rebbe Kiveger. So the Rav said, my grandfather, Reb Chaim, disagreed. Reb Chaim Brisker felt that Rashi was correct. The Svara, Reb Chaim Svara. You know, we can't decide which Rishon is correct, but he said, the Svara delay. Chaim's brain. He said that Rashi, in his opinion, is correct. Nevela and Chaza is an Issagav. It's not an Issachav. Take a neder not to eat a Nevela will be Chav. So I remember another Rosh Yeshiva came into the Rav, and he asked the Rav, according to this Reb Chaim, because apparently he went around, the Rav said it, and people were talking about it, that Reb Chaim held that Kol HaTorah Kula is Issur Gavra. Nevela and Chaza, Yom Kippur, everything is Issur Gavra. So what is Issur Chefza? Nedarim. Why is Nedarim Issur Chefza? Mecha Teisa. Why is Nedar Issur Chefza? So the Rav said, I heard from my father, he said from Chaim Fisker, that the reason that Nedarim is a chefza, because Nedarim is Hegdish. Hegdish. Gemara says in Nedarim, that Lamed Hei, Yesh Mila B'Kanomis. That a person makes a neder, and he violates a neder, he violates a lav of Me'ila. It's like a carbon. It's a dim Hegdish. Chilul Hegdish is Issa Chefza. Chal Hegdish. Eating chazer is what? The chazer is something holy. The chazer is not holy. I'm not eating chazer. It's a prohibition on the gavra. Hegdish! That's chefza! There's a kedushas chatza. Have to protect them and cherish and watch the kedushas chatza. It should not be desecrated. That is the chatza. And since nedarim is hatfasa, and also this goes to the sugyas of hatfasa, which of course I'm sure you learned and you will learn more. But in hatfasa we saw that the ikar hatfasa of neder is carbon. It's carbon, and neder is a chefs of is a chefs of hegdish. That's why it says a chefs.
Okay,
we did that. We did this. We did kibega, which basically means we came to the end of my shiur. So even though there's more, much, much more, and I recommend that you continue the Daf Yomi, and if you have a chance, look at the Rishima Shuri from the Rav, you get to see much more. Thank you very much. And Shavua Tov, enjoy the Daf.